Okay, so that was it for pesticides. There are a lot of formulas in there. I will be giving you some prompting to guide you in a direction. But at the outset, I would say you need to be comfortable with the concepts for how insecticides, herbicides, and rodenticides work. And I definitely expect that you've got DDT down, back to front, inside out. Now we move into toxic aromatics. So aromatic compounds then smell quite nice or smell quite interesting, as the case may be. They're often pollutants in a waterway because they're insoluble. Our first example then are PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls. And this class of compound then was used for a long time as the dielectric fluid in transformers. Our next class of compound, the dioxins, have got a benzene ring with two oxygens joined to another benzene ring, hence the name dioxin. Now, when they sprayed Agent Orange in Vietnam, it wasn't the 245T or the 24D that was the problem. It was traces of the dioxins that were present in the manufacture of the 245T. And so there were then drums of the 245T made that were known to be really high in dioxins. Somehow or other, most of them ended up in West Australia and got lost. So they knew this stuff was going on, but they weren't really worried because they were spraying Agent Orange into a country which was in combat conditions. After the event, they had the stuff stockpiled. At that point, they had to get rid of it. So, yeah, there's some famous drums that made it to West Australia. They had lots of dioxin in them that just sort of vanished. Next class, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. So benzo-alpha-pyrene is our most famous example. So I showed you naphthalene before and carbaryl. If we keep fusing benzene rings to it, then these polyfused rings, such as benzo-alpha-pyrene, are very planar. They interact quite effectively with DNA, so these are mutagenic and carcinogenic compounds. Now, related to the dioxins are the PCDFs, the polychlorinated dibenzofurans. These two are associated together when they form. So those are the ones we're going to look at.